Morning. Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Jason Estes, E-S-T-E-S. This goes to the VA on 1/15/26. Mr. Estes performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/16/25. There's been no significant change period of paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on ANNE terminiello, TERMINIELLO. This goes to Christina Burton in comma PA. 1/15/26. This is Terminiello, performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10-7-25. There's been no significant change period of paragraph compression. Mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, we impose bronchodilator spirometry on ANNE Presley, PRESLEY. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 1/15/26, Mrs. Presley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/5/25. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, FRANCIS, Burgess, BURGESS. This goes to the VA. On 1/15/26, Mr. Burgess performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction and with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/1/25. There's been no change period in paragraph compression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Clement Warcheski, Warcheski. This goes to Corrine Edick, Edick, comma, on 1/15/26, Mr. Clement performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumored saturation was 99% period. Patient walked 334 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 98% period of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator, 6-minute walk test on Lindora Johnson. This goes to Dr. Thompson on 1/15/26. Mrs. Johnson performed 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumen saturation was 98% period. The patient achieved 417 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 88% period. Paragraph compression, mild exercise intolerance. Correction. No significant exercise intolerance without significant hypoxemia period. Thank you.